Welcome to the Behaviorist Book Club. My name is Matt Harrington. I am your host, and we are going to be talking all about ABA research. In this podcast, we break down one ABA research article per episode, taking out the key findings for you so that on your morning commute or on your way into work, you can become a better behavior analyst. Now, let's get to the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Behaviorist Book Club. My name is Matt, and we are continuing our Essential Readings series. We are diving into one of, if not my favorite article to share with trainees, especially trainees working in the early intervention space or the early autism space. We're talking about Frampton and colleagues 2016, the use of matrix training to promote generative language with children with autism. Now, there are more updated versions of this article and research that I would definitely recommend reading. There's a reason that I always come back to this one. And that is because, in my opinion, this article is one of the most well-written, clearly defined, easy to understand pieces on generative language that we have in our field. I just really like it. Maybe it's just a bias I have. Maybe it's me not wanting to change future articles, but I really like this article because I think it so clearly defines what many of us behavior analysts feel, or at least I felt, but didn't have words or a way to really narrate that emotion when we're working with clients. And that is, how in the world are we ever going to keep up? And I'm specifically talking about language learning here. Now, we're not SLPs. We're not experts in this. Collaborate with your SLPs. Please work with your OTs, other care providers. That's all I talk about in my other job. So please work with SLPs on all of these things. But there are dozens of times in my career where I haven't been able to consult with an SLP, whether they didn't have one that was active, they didn't have access to one because of resources, whatever it may be, there's a host of different reasons why you might be taking the brunt of the language teaching. And in those situations, I remember always feeling, how in the world am I ever going to keep up with the amount of words that this child needs to learn, especially someone who is learning to be vocal? I remember when I was an RBT, just the dread that I would have when a client mastered a language task, right? When they mastered one of their language goals, I knew that was hours and hours of me cutting new materials, laminating things, programming new things into Central Reach. It frankly was exhausting and I did not have fun with it at all, but it was something that over and over again, we constantly had to do. And the reality is, and I saw this more and more when I was a BCBA, the reality is that language goals that get mastered, they can get mastered so fast and then they just hang out in programs forever. They don't get updated. They don't get modified. They don't get changed. New materials don't get created. Generalization isn't ran very well because there's just so much lag in the creation of all these materials. And kids learn when they're really pushing through. They learn at such a fast rate. It's like, how in the world are you even supposed to keep up? Now, there are some technical solutions out there. A buddy of mine, you might know FirstWork, the application. It is a fantastic application for situations like this when you need to generate over and over again materials over and over. However, that doesn't really solve the core problem, which is there's no way for us as behavior analysts to program fast enough for a child to match the rate of learning that another child who doesn't have autism or doesn't have these disabilities might go through. So I have three kids. Two of them are speaking now and they're 5 and 3. So they just went through the speaking stages. And it's crazy how fast they learn things. My 3-year-old started saying, "This is ridiculous," when something happens. I'm like, "What are you doing? Did I even use the word ridiculous? Like, where are you even getting it from?" And the more I'm seeing them master words at such a fast rate, it just reinforced why we need these types of articles and why we need generative learning in play and why we need to learn about it. Because the way that we teach our children, the learners, our clients with autism, has to be generatively focused. And that's where this article comes in. Sorry about the big preamble, but I do think it's important why I chose this article. This article explores the power of matrix training to help children with autism combine known words into novel and untrained utterances, right? So think frog drinking, pig jumping, cow eating, right? Do we teach cow and then eat? Or do we show a picture of a cow and show eating and then combine them and say, oh, look, there's a cow eating? In most cases, the learner is going to generatively combine those without any teaching. 80 CEUs, $10 a month, 3 to 5 new CEUs being added every single month. Straightforward, simple, that's CEU Streamlined. I created the Netflix of CEUs with all of not only my old content, but 3 to 5 new hours of CEUs being added every single month. Right now, we're at 85 videos and climbing more and more with over 400 behavior analysts getting all of the CEUs they could dream about for only $10 a month. So if you're interested, go ahead and go to behavioristbookclub.com and click the link that says Streamline Info, or check the link below this episode. I know that you will love it, and I guarantee you that you will get all the CEUs you need at, finally, an affordable price. For most kids, they're going to be able to generate those words on their own without being explicitly taught them. And we're trying to replicate that same generative learning with our YAY programs through this article. There's a lot of things that we simply can't teach. Word combination, syntax development, generalizing across context. That's where matrix training comes in. It's a systematic yet efficient method to promote a recombinative generalization where learners can mix and match previously learned words and skills and generate new appropriate responses. So think of this like generalization on steroids, right? So instead of probing generalization every now and then with a different picture of a plane, think about this on steroids, probing dozens and dozens of new words, but actually doing it in a way that where if they master one thing, you don't have to keep asking about 5 other things because it's already been mastered. So the goal of this article was to extend the research on matrix training, evaluate if training only diagonal targets in a matrix would lead to recombinative generalization, and explore whether generalization would occur in new matrices composed of mastered components. So we had 5 children with autism aged up to 15 years old with a multiple probe design. And the materials, or rather the matrices, were 3x3 matrices of mastered nouns and verbs. And then they trained the diagonal combinations. Now, it's going to be hard to describe over a podcast, but essentially what we're looking at is 3 animals on the top, dog, pig, cat. And then going down the y-axis, we had 3 verbs, jump, swim, fly. And so if you combine those 2 grids, right, you have a dog flying, you have a pig flying, you have a cow swimming, right? And so we had all of these different combinations of the 2 words. And instead of teaching 9 different combinations, because the dog can swim, fly, or jump, or whatever, the cow can swim, fly, or jump, the pig can swim, fly, or jump, they instead only taught the diagonal. So the cow only ever jumped, the pig only ever swam, and the cow only ever ran, right? I think I messed up my animals there, but regardless, I hope you're understanding. So instead of 9 targets, there was only 3 targets. And with those 3 targets, once they hit mastery, they tap the other 6 targets. And the question was, if we master 3, can we get 6 out of it? Teach 3, get 9 in total. Because if we can teach 3 and get 9 in total, that means we can teach 4 and get 16 in total. That means we can teach 5 and get 25 in total. And so you're starting to see these numbers really expand, and you see the power of generative language. If we plan it very carefully and teach those diagonals and then generalize the rest, now we can finally program with a plan and keep track as our skill sets for our kids scale and they get more and more words under them. So what happened? It worked. 4 out of the 5 participants, they were able to get all of the new phrases that were never taught, as well as expand to additional matrices. 1 didn't generalize immediately and needed a little bit more training. Specifically, they needed 2 more matrices to be taught before they were able to start generalizing. So the generalization worked. It just had a little bit more of a lead up than the other learners. So what can we take away from this? There's a lot of things that I think are important about this article. The first thing is that matrix training as a concept works, and it is able to build flexibility and create generalization in our learners in a much faster way than we traditionally do. Now, the example they gave here was very simple and straightforward. Cow jump, pig swim, etc. But we can take the same concept and apply it across the different methodologies, right? So whether we're teaching sight words and noun combinations, or maybe we're teaching pronouns, or maybe we're teaching different actions or different verbs or S blends, or we're teaching and we're doing science of reading stuff. The concept of matrix training can apply to any time we're expanding what we're talking about into 1 to 2 to 3 combinations. And that's what's really powerful about this, is it can be scaled up to tons of different applications. And like I said, if you can master 5 diagonals, that means you can master 25 phrases. If you can master 10 diagonals, that means you can get 90 for free for a total of 100 tacks mastered, or whatever thing is. Essentially, right? Work smarter, not harder. Recombination is a behavioral cusp. Once we get that recombination skill and we get that generation, then we can unlock a whole world of possibilities. And if generalization does not give up or does not occur, and recombination does not happen right away, just keep pushing a little bit. Do another couple matrices, evaluate, try again, test and tweak, and you're probably going to get there, assuming you have the right stuff programmed for your learner. This article is great. I like it. I can't say enough good things about it. It is a clear demonstration of a crucial way to solve one of the most challenging problems as an early interventionist BCBA. I really suggest take a skill with one learner and really dive deep into how you can promote matrix training with that within that skill, and you're going to be blown away by the amount of things that you're going to be able to mark off as mastered. So I really recommend you check this out. I think it's an amazing article, and of course, there'll be all the links and stuff in the descriptions. Anyways, I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I hope you learned something, and I hope you continue to learn something as you tune in Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays to the Behaviorist Book Club. If you liked this episode, consider leaving us a review, sharing it with a friend, and most importantly, using it in your clinical practice. There's no other reason why I do this than to make you a better behavior analyst and to make myself a better clinician. See you in the next one.